What is going on, internet? Welcome to episode 54 of The Summit. This is the podcast where we share with you all the latest and greatest gaming, anime, and pop culture news, saving you all the time of fighting it yourself. If you're listening to this, don't forget that you can always find us in our Discord server over at discord.gg/thesummit. If that's not enough and you want to find us on our social media, you can always check us out in the links in the description below. While you're ready, go ahead and drop us a 5-star rating on your favorite platform and share the podcast with a friend, because the support really helps us reach more listeners and gain more traction for the show. Bringing you in for today's episode, I'm your host, your boy Ashy, and with me are my co-hosts who make all this possible. We're going to go ahead and start it off with Striker, since he missed last episode. Go ahead and tell the people why you missed out.
I guess he's missing this one, too.
We're going to go ahead and skip Striker, and we're going to bring us in. Go ahead and bring us in, Razor.
Hey, what's up, gang? You know, had to be here. You know what I'm saying? Horses don't stop. The pod don't either. It just falls down every now and then. But that's cool. That's all right. It's about actually getting back up again.
Apparently it's hustlers, you know?
Yeah, but I like horses. I like horses, you know what I'm saying? Just better. I like it better in the spot. I think it's a better lyric for real. You know how sometimes we all come together as a collective and be like, yeah, I know you made it, but you're wrong. I think it's one of those moments, you know what I'm saying?
Young Thug is wrong.
Mm-hmm. What just like he was wrong for dropping that. Yeah, you know I'm talking. He was wrong for that too. You know why you said he did it? Because he was like, I was just in the flow, and in my flow, I just had the idea, like, yeah, my ops are that. And I was like, and so I just said it. I'm like, God damn, like, what about the other 16 times? But hey, you know, he knows who his audience is. He knows who's out here rapping at. He knows what he did.
That boy guilty as charged. Our next co-host, Rain. Why don't you introduce yourself to the people?
Hello. If you don't know who I am yet, I am Rain, you know, consistent as ever. Comes and goes.
What you mean by that?
Like, rain comes and goes. It's consistent. You always going to get rain. Precipitation comes because, you know, evaporation, like natural processes, you're going to always get rain. Like, part of the cycle. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Nigga just called himself inevitable, right? You think he's Thanos?
In our last host, High Roller, how you feel about that bullshit Rain just said?
I wish I wasn't awake to hear it, to be honest. But, you know, I was. But, hey, keep pushing.
You know, horses don't stop. we don't have much today on the show. We just wanted to kind of get together and talk about the new releases. We got Ghost of Yotai. Ghost of Yotai? Yotai? I've been calling it
Yotai.
It's Yotai. I'm going to just keep calling it Yotai. I'm going to just agree to say they're wrong. Ghost of Yotai has released along with Battlefield 6. And we also got some Xbox Game Pass news. Are we going to break down that new chart? I guess we can start the day off with the Game Pass chart, actually, since it did change before we dive into the games. I got beef with the Game Pass. I know Rain's defending it. I don't defend it. Anybody else defending it? Who's not on the... Oh, Striker, are you back?
I never left.
Oh, go ahead and introduce yourself. You skipped, you know, you weren't here.
I was just shy.
Oh, okay. You over that now?
Yeah.
You a grower, not a shower?
You know, absolutely.
What you got to say?
Power pull extent.
Oh shit.
No, I was just asking. what your beef with it? No, I've heard some shit where apparently like Microsoft did like this devious shit or whatever, and all the people that canceled their membership, right? Mm-hmm. They now, if they ever want to get back on Game Pass, they got to pay. They have to pay that $30 membership. But the people that remain.
I gotta stop getting news from Reddit.
Hey, I said I've heard. So you know what I'm talking about.
So billing period, people not seeing those changes take effect. What month are we in?
October.
Ashley, what month did they say those changes would take effect?
November.
All right. Y'all gotta stop reading Reddit, man. Go ahead, finish your story. It'll make sense when he finished saying what he's saying.
The people that remain, they're grandfathered into like the old way that the Game Pass works, so they're still going to get charged the previous amount.
What made people come to that conclusion if Microsoft hasn't said anything like that?
Hey man, I don't know. That's what I've heard down the pipe.
Niggas just starting shit. I heard this.
Hey man, the whole switch of bait. Sometimes it works, you know?
All the mob just get together and go, oh, that's bullshit. Microsoft ain't said nothing. Well, this is what Microsoft really said. Where can I find the dates in this article? Let me actually drop it. Actually, it's posted in our little article section in the Discord. But basically, the new tiers are Essential, Premium, and Ultimate. And these tiers are going to start... Okay, so it's the starting today. We're introducing 3 upgraded Game Pass plans based on how players play. Central, Premium, Ultimate. Each includes expanded game libraries, including PC titles, unlimited cloud gaming, in-game benefits, including Riot game titles, and their revamped rewards with Xbox Experience. Today's Game Pass core subscribers will automatically move to Essential, which is the $10 a month one. So it says, today's Game Pass core subscribers will automatically move to Essential. Substandard subscribers will transition to Premium, and Ultimate subscribers will remain in the Ultimate plan. It says, it's all part of our commitment to meet players where they are. I don't think that's true. So you can choose what works best for you no matter how or where you love to play. Okay, so what does this mean, and what am I getting out of it? This means that we have 3 new tiers, Essential, Premium, and Ultimate. Once again, Essential, you're getting 50-plus games. Emphasis on the 50 and not the plus, okay? All of these tiers are playable on PC, console, and cloud. The premium tier is going to get you... actually, let me start with the essentials again because there's more benefits than that. You have unlimited cloud gaming in the $10 essential plan, 50 games, in-game benefits, including for Riot games, online console multiplayer, and play and earn up to $25 a year in the store with rewards. Okay, so that's the essential pass for $10. The premium pass, which is $15, $14.99 a month, gets you 200 games. Again, playable on all platforms. You get everything in the essential tier, plus you play and earn up to $50 a year in the store with rewards. Okay, now the ultimate. We're moving on to our ultimate pass. You get 400 plus games available on all consoles. You get 75 plus day one games a year. Let me go back to the premium, because it's everything in the essential. Plus you get new Xbox published games within a year of launch. So within that year, the games launch, if you have the premium subscription plan, within that year, you're promised new Xbox published games. Now with the ultimate, you're going to get 75 day one games a year, including all Xbox published games day one. You're going to get Ubisoft Plus Classics and EA Play. You're going to get Fortnite Crew, which comes in November. You get unlimited cloud gaming at the best quality with the shortest wait times. You get in-game benefits, including for Riot games. And, of course, you get play and earn up to $100 a year in store with rewards. Mouthful of a lot. So let's unpack that a little bit. What are these day one games? And the biggest question is obviously Call of Duty. One. That was the biggest one. What's up? I missed something? What?
Yeah. So what? I was looking into that, and like none of that shit means nothing to me because I don't have an Xbox.
PC Game Pass just increased by $5. Like I kept fucking telling this guy.
Where are you seeing PC Game Pass?
It's a separate thing.
You're looking at
the shit that's changing for Xbox Game Pass versus PC Game Pass. PC
so
Game
why
Pass
is
got increase in $5.
I'm gonna drop like the article
I kept
here.
Fucking saying.
So why like is I it saying?
I typed that shit for 3 weeks straight, nigga. 3 weeks straight trying to get you to understand you not, like,
man,
you said
$360 a year. Marketing team. Man,
you said $360 a year, and I was like, that don't make sense, bro. That don't make Where's sense. The,
okay,
bro,
wait a minute. Let me read
not that.
Nigga, passion.
Let me read this. Let me read this. Nigga.
I'm trying to tell come y'all on, to bro. Stop. Stay off Reddit, man. Stay off social media.
Okay, with the new video games coming offering games like Black Ops 6 on the day, the hint to the for a monthly fee, you can access almost an overwhelming library of games, including everything from the best. Okay, so where's it saying PC Game Passes?
Hey, man.
IGN? I'm not really worried about the price change, to be honest.
The only other nigga that gets it is this stupid nigga. Yo, Skyger, while we got this moment, I'm going to plug something else, man. EA Play, because that's also included in the Ultimate Game Pass, right? EA Play Pro, which is the same price as the PC Game Pass, right? EA Play Pro, a month, $16. You get all those EA titles day one, including Battlefield 6. You could pay annually for $120. You know, that's about the price of two full games. So, like, you would get FIFA, Madden, you know, Forza, not Forza, but EA stupid-ass racing games and all their Battlefield titles day one. Like, the collector's edition version of those games. You know what I mean? I think subscriptions are the smarter way to go when you're budgeting, if you ask me. I can advocate for that every time, because nine times out of ten, they're going to release like three or four titles that might catch your interest, and you paying a subscription fee, you're going to be able to play them motherfucking titles. No issues. It's like renting shit. Niggas used to love Redbox. You know, the option to rent a game and play
it. Business stealing their shit.
And now it's just Netflix.
Now it's just Netflix. That's it. That's the only thing I advocate for subscriptions.
I mean, Okay, all right. You were right. Okay, there's PC Game Pass. Mm-hmm. It didn't go up by $5. It went up by $6.49. All right, so we're looking at $17 a month. All right. Yep. You do get access to
but the Game Pass library. With that, too. And, you know, like EA with that, too.
In-game. So like, okay, but do we get the day ones, though? It's not saying if you get the access to the game one here.
Yes, you get the day ones. That's what I was telling you. I was playing the Black Ops beta on right PC. Here. Yeah.
Okay, you're right. I was wrong. You're right. Okay. 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 To be fair, Xbox did not advertise it on their website. To be fair.
Yeah, because Xbox Game Pass changes. Yeah. I get you. They're not making the smartest decision with the way they're marketing it. But at the end of the day, the people that's going, that's what I'm saying. Like, if it's not worth it, it's not going to be worth it. And trying to convince somebody that they should get the ultimate versus them saying, yo, I'm going to just get the premium or I'm not going to get anything. This don't make sense.
I mean, if you don't, if I'm on Xbox, we're going to exclude the PC, right? Obviously, if you're on PC, the best bang for your buck is obviously still the PC Game Pass, but that's almost
if you're on Xbox, I would say premium would be the best one. Best bang for
your buck. Is it though? Because you don't get those day ones.
But I mean, like,
that's the whole point. That was the whole selling point of Game Pass. Like, day one releases.
You need them to push out those titles, bro. Like, how many Xbox games released last year? For real?
Not many, right? Yeah. How many released last year? They sold all their
PlayStation. Not 75, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it definitely was not
75. I need to see some production to say that that value is there. I mean, not that I'm not getting it, but I just know I can't tell somebody they putting out that many day ones, you know? They putting out shit like Skull and Bones. You know?
The quality game?
They're putting out shit like that. So it's like,
yeah, you want to say sea shanties?
There's a time and place for it, you know? There's a time and place for it. But that's what I'm saying. That's like them one-off situations. Like, I might want to play that during a season. Like, Vikings might be in because of a TV show on Netflix or something. So I want to play some shit like that.
And okay, true. I mean, yes, that makes sense. I mean, obviously, it's not the worst deal, but I'm just saying the whole $30 a month for Ultimate, what's gonna be like, what, $33, $35 with the tax, is kind of fucked up. If kinda you're steep. Not,
if they should have went because $25 would have been money, but niggas would have been jacking that $25. It would have been too easy of a price hack, bruh. You need something controversial to see how far you could take it, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what they're in the business of right now.
I mean, niggas gonna still get it.
Mm-hmm. Was this always the case where you had to pay for Game Pass to play multiplayer games on Xbox?
Yeah, because Xbox Live was always the thing. And that's why niggas had PlayStation.
It changed to what, 4?
You're broke. Yeah. Yeah, and that's why Lizard Squad had such a big thing. It was like, well, at least Xbox forces people to pay for their games, which is why they can afford a firewall. And they were like, yeah, we ain't give a shit.
Okay, so I guess PC Game Pass still is the best bang for your buck, and because you do get those day ones. But for the motherfuckers still on, you know,
console on a budget,
Man. PS4 niggas and Xbox One niggas, you get this
PS4 niggas still thriving.
But here it says, okay, are these prices right though? Because on this IGN link, it says Game Pass Ultimate is $20 a month. This is obviously $30 a month. So what the fuck happened to this? Did they fuck up the article? Here, no. Here,
it's because the prices haven't changed yet. And I think pushing information up.
Yeah, okay. Now they got the changes right here. Yep, okay. So obviously, with the Ultimate, you get those day one exclusives. You get the Ubisoft Plus Pass. You get the Fortnite Pass, whatever that means. I guess if you use all that, then that can justify that $30 a month. I mean, but here's the thing. Mm-hmm. You got to be banking on the fact that, hey, all the games I want that's coming out this year are going to launch on this Game Pass. They're going to be day one on the Game Pass. What is Xbox dropping this year, next year, that's going to justify me paying this subscription? Because a lot of people have the subscription and then all they play is fucking Call of Duty all year, you know? So it's like, if you're going to fucking pay $30 a month to play Call of Duty, you might as well just save fucking 10 months and just buy the game and then not pay the subscription from there.
Nah, because you know, like, realistically, right, for a casual gamer, if they're not playing, like, I play a lot of FPSs, right? Casual gamers, if they're trying to get a bang for their buck, like, they're getting this because it's optimal for them. You play. They got Assassin's Creed, the entire series at their fingertips. They got that Avatar game that came out, and a second Avatar game that's coming out pretty soon, I think. They got those. Like, I haven't played those either. The Crew, niggas love The Crew, I guess. I don't know. Love it's not Midnight Club.
Hey, I mean, like, who plays the Avatar games for real?
That's one of them ones. But and then y'all niggas always like, I'll never play Fortnite, you know what I mean? But y'all niggas always, there's always the music. Nah, I have. That's why I said I'll never play it. Like, I'll never play it again. Like, I'm not getting back in there. I'll never play Roblox type shit. But y'all niggas always be like mentioning it. Like, there's a music event going on in Fortnite, yo. Let's check it out. Or would you think it'd be interesting to check out? Now you got the Fortnite crew included in it, which I think Obi described it as all of the battle passes. So, like, pre-ordering all the battle passes immediately. And, like, you get maybe that free upgrade. I think that gives you the first 10 ranks or something for free. So, somebody's going to find the value in that motherfucker.
No, there's definitely value in it for somebody, right? There's a crowd out there that there's value for. I just don't think for the average player that's just sitting there, not playing a lot of games, and then just having a random subscription. Because there's a lot of people with random, just got Game Pass to have it because it's cool, but they're not playing anything, you know? It's just not worth it, you know? That's why I cut off PC Game Pass. Even though it's $10, it was just like, I'm not using the Game Pass. Like, the only thing I'm playing,
Had to play Hogwarts Legacy, huh?
I know I have. I play Hogwarts on PlayStation.
Shame on
you. But, I mean, now...
on PC with that multiplayer.
But it's like, now I'm fucked because I'm like, damn, I want to play Call of Duty. Obviously, we're going to play Black Ops 7 for, what, the fucking 2 months we do it every year. And I'm like, I really don't want to fucking buy it, I guess, to own it. Because I'm not going to fucking play that shit past December, more than likely. Because we do this shit every year. So I'm like, all right, maybe I'll pick up Game Pass. I'm going to pick it up again because I didn't know that I thought they got rid of the PC Game Pass and made us all buy an Ultimate. That's how Xbox was fucking advertising it at first. That's what they weren't advertising like that, but that's how what it seemed like. On their site, they didn't have a section for it on that fucking article with the updates.
No, but I'm asking, you unsubscribe?
Yeah, for what? From PC Game Start? From PC?
Yeah, from Game Pass.
Yeah, I unsubscribed fucking like in February.
Okay. I thought it was off the recent changes.
Nah. That shit was like in February because I didn't play anything but Call of Duty. And so I'm like, well, shit, I don't want to. I mean, it was only $10, but I'm like, I won't even play Call of Duty more. So I'm like, what the fuck? And then Xbox wasn't dropping games. And most of the shit I wanted to play, I owned. So I'm like, well, fuck this. I don't want to fucking pay for this because I own the games. But now I'm in this, you know, it's another year. Call of Duty's coming out. I'm like, all right, I guess I'll rent fucking Call of Duty for a little bit and we'll see. But like I said, if Xbox not gonna drop any games, can I justify $20 a month every month? Like, what am I playing, you know? Versus catching the shit on a Steam sale or something like that, you know?
Just a tax write off.
They drop Pokemon so? ZA on Game Pass.
First content creator.
Well, I don't know. With these new changes, how does it look to y'all? Rain, we know how you feel. Hi, Roland. How do you feel?
I usually pay for Game Pass on and off anyways, depending on what's on number one I want to use it. So it doesn't really bother me.
Oh, you a finesser.
Yeah, I don't keep that shit on monthly no more.
I get it.
That makes sense.
Play this game. I mean, yeah. I might start stealing that strategy. Striker, what about you, man? You playing the fucking
I'm gonna piggyback off of what High Roller said because it sounded smart.
Okay.
What an opinion this guy has.
Right? Razor, if you had a strong PC, would you be utilizing?
Damn. God.
Yeah, it's not an insult.
Ain't an insult to niggas. I mean,
damn it, huh?
I probably it would also. I mean, yeah. It's obviously the smart answer is it would depend on what they got.
Yeah.
But for the most part, though, I probably would, depending because like you know. But being more than casual, I get my hours worth out of the games I play. So something
else right.
Based. I mean, you do have a more diverse catalog.
Oh yeah, especially with stuff like single player games where there's a set amount of hours you're getting out of it.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I think it's worth it. If it's not worth it for you, you probably just don't play enough in terms of not just hours, but amount of games. Like you're not spreading out amongst the games you got because you know, with an environment where games are now costing 70 up to every 80 bucks, they have to pay like how much is it a month just to have
access? Did Xbox go through with that price hike? Is it 80 now for their games?
Nah, I was just being superstitious. That'd be fucking crazy. I know.
There was an article that came out in May talking about Xbox was hiking their prices to 80.
I just hope that GTA 6 is something reasonable because they gonna set a standard.
A 70 with a subscription.
Stop. That's terrible. That's highway robbery. That's not
smart. That's GTA Online for you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you for dropping that link, Ring, because that's another thing I did want to talk about. The fucking cancellation of the Pulse Civil War Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
I feel like that would have been fire. That would have been a fire.
Shit would have been amazing.
That would have been amazing. Why do you think they canceled that?
They said what?
Talk about it.
They said due to political tension in America.
Fuck that. We had yeah. Didn't we literally what game just came out with like
Ghost of Yutai? I mean they called Ghost of Yutai.
Would have complained
about Assassin's Creed Shadows. When Yasuke, like it was like Yasuke shouldn't be in Assassin's Creed Shadow.
Yeah. Somebody was like, "Oh,
get canceled man for saying nigga."
It was like, "Oh, so yeah." They said also a black samurai is more realistic than a black man going around killing the KKK. I was like, "Yeah, man, good point. Yeah, great point." Oh man. I feel like that would have been a good game, though, man. That would have been solid. But, you know, as always, Ubisoft back down. They're going to go with the safe route. And they're probably going to come up with some...
soft.
Something soft. Probably going to be a little they-them protagonist.
Yo, I think... I low-key think this was a scrap, bro. I don't think they back down, bro.
You don't think so?
Nah, I think they, like... hinting at it so that people know this is what they was doing in the background. We told you it was canceled, but now we're gonna drop this bitch during the 4th of July next year.
Oh shit, not during the 4th.
The 4th of July when you know they have that UFC fight at the White House. It's like same day.
God. Same day? Just gonna be fucking on the big screen in the White House and put in the Oval Office. Fuck it. Let your ride. Let it ride. Okay, let's get into some Battlefield 6. Who's been playing Battlefield 6? Is everybody here but me?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah. I played the demo. That's about it.
How was it?
The beta?
You oh, fuck the beta.
It was over the game. Yeah, okay, I was going to say this.
I think it's pretty good so far. They definitely nerfed some things down. Like, for example, like you can use like the med things to immediately kill enemies anymore. So that kind of
what you mean by that?
People who play meds, usually with the meds.
Who complained about that? They're called defibrillators. He's like,
you can still kill niggas with defib, gang.
Yeah, I noticed a few people complained about it. I didn't think it was much of a big deal because I didn't play that class anyways. And I've been, and during the beta, I was definitely getting cooked by niggas spurting at me with those things before. So I'm very okay with them being nerfed.
You nigga had to run up on you with defib.
Yeah, it's hard.
And you was out here getting killed by doctors, nigga?
Listen. It happened like once. Calm down. I rushed to an area that I shouldn't have. That's all we're gonna say.
By the dock. We need a pack.
But anyway, I like the game so far. Or even the maps aren't too bad, except for I can't remember which map it was. I think it might have been that Tibet one or whatever. But if you're playing like Rush on that one, not Rush, I mean, yeah, Rush. Basically, you're trying to get the rush in and get to the site or whatever, right? But the other team defending can completely spawn trap you because they have their HQ and the site. So the entirety of their team is spawn trapping you. And if you got team members who aren't going to, you know, try to push together as a collective group or whatever, stop getting picked off one by one, then it's not really going to work out. So I think there are some spawn issues with that map. But other than that, overall, the game's pretty fun. It's pretty balanced. Different guns and recoil is nice, especially from, you know, not playing CS. So, you know, I don't have to draw an upside down T with my reticle to hit my shot style. So that feels nice.
What's the theme of this year's Battlefield? The setting, not theme.
I think it's what, 2028 is what the campaign is based off.
Yeah, similar to Black Ops 7.
I don't think any of us intend on opening the campaign.
It's not really futuristic, if that's what you mean.
No, it's not.
Okay, so it's just modern then?
Yeah.
No annoying gimmicks, swords flying out the sky, or nothing like that?
Swords? Nah.
No.
Out the sky.
Yeah, Black Ops 7 has a
sword. Black Ops 7 has a sword falling out the sky?
Yeah, on the preview trailer, there was like these two giant swords falling out the sky. And I was like, yeah, that's definitely what we're going to see in 2035. So, you know, it's on the way. It's coming. Yeah. One of the maps.
Did that excite you?
I think it bored me. No, I did not, actually. We can get into that. I mean, I was working all that week, so I didn't have time to fucking touch it. I know. It fucking sucked. How was it, though? Did y'all get to play zombies?
Yep. Yeah, me and Sean carried me to round 50, so we got that secret hookup. Hell yeah, 50. Round 50 in the beta type shit. This is actually the first Call of Duty beta ever to have zombies in it, so there's that. But really? Yeah, we got round 50 in that mug.
Was it transit?
It was a smaller map that you could tell would be a part of the bigger map, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. it was pretty solid, you know. They gave us a shit ton of gumballs so niggas could go crazy. He was buying ray guns. We had ray gun Mach 2, ray gun.
Oh shit.
And shit. Mach 2's back?
Mach 2's back.
Very advised. That shit felt good. Great. Real. They got zombie bears in this motherfucker, like cocaine bear, but a zombie. I've been tweaking.
That motherfucker might as well be on cocaine.
No cap. Moving.
Boy, quick with it.
Yeah, quick with it. The perks, they got a couple different perks in there that seem new. And it definitely felt smooth.
How's the mechanics? Is playing like six?
Yeah, kind of. It just added a little weird little wall hop.
Yeah, wall
kinda
bounce.
Yeah, it's just kind of weird.
What do you mean? Okay.
You kick off a wall type shit.
Oh, so not wall running.
No. Yeah, not wall running, but like a wall kick. You know?
Wall kick.
Yeah.
Okay. What so, about like, multiplayer?
Ready to kick off a wall. Multiplayer felt smooth.
TTK is a little fast, but TTK, you know.
I heard they fixed that, or they're working. They say that every year.
Beaming niggas. They also they had two different modes for matchmaking. So one with skill based matchmaking and one without. And like,
I was the one without.
That's got to be the highlight. The one without. Oh my goodness, that was good. That was better.
Good.
You go up in there and you torch niggas.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you torch niggas up, or you get torched up. Yeah,
or you get torched.
Yeah, but it rhymes. You know, it's good. It's, you know, it's not just you don't got to sweat every mat. Sometimes you shitting on little kids. Sometimes kids gonna sit on you, and it's part of the cycle of life. You know,
and so that, no sweating.
That waves.
It's just, it's just either or. Yeah. Huh?
You can tell who's sweating. It's basically in that new match. No skill.
Is that gonna be in a game?
Yeah, that's what they.
Yeah, I hope that's the final thing. For.
Oh, that's the whole thing that's going to be filled is that no skill match matchmaking.
Yeah, it was like, who would play skill-based matchmaking at that point? Yeah. I don't know.
To double XP weekend, no skill-based matchmaking modes.
Butter.
New bitch, town.
You're going to be on that bitch dropping 250. Mm-hmm. I feel I'm like I'm a bitch caught.
I'm into where I get on right after. Nah. When the kids get out of school, they gonna run.
When the kids get out of school, I gotta do
later at night when the 9 to 5 niggas get off, so I can not run their pockets. They tired
at the long day.
They tired, bro. If I hit them up at like 7, 8, that's right after they put the kids to bed and shit.
Oh
bro.
Yeah,
and they just got a little hour to enjoy themselves. I'm the one that ruins that.
I'm sorry, huh?
Niggas just lit up.
Hey, that's the only enjoyment you finna get out of this, huh?
Mm-hmm. Pressure.
But that's coming, what, November 14th?
Like I'm no, later in the month, I think, actually. Low key.
Later in October or later in November?
November, I think. I think it's November 18th or something like that.
November 18th? Okay.
Maybe. I could be wrong. Were you looking at the release date just now?
Oh, 14th.
I saw November 14th.
14? Oh, okay. Yeah, 14. Yeah, you were right. Yeah.
So about a month out. Not too shit.
Not bad. They put Black Ops 6 and everything free. Hmm?
I heard the story mode is the longest in Call of Duty ever.
I'm not going to lie to you. So, it's funny that you said that. I'm about 5 missions in on the Black Ops 6 campaign, which I think...
You still ain't played it?
People have said bad things about it. Now, I said Black Ops 6 campaign. Now, I'm 5 missions in on Battlefield 6's campaign.
Oh, how you liking that?
Yeah. I mean, it seems interesting. I don't want to speak on it too much if anybody hasn't played it or if they plan to play it. I know it's got, like, bad reviews at the moment, but I would say it's pretty solid right now. Kind of reminds me of, like, one of those movies that I saw earlier in my life. That was a military movie, and I think Shia LaBeouf was in it. But that being said, I hope that doesn't fuck up the plot for you. But I haven't played a campaign on Call of Duty since Black Ops 4, is what I was getting at. Not gonna lie.
Is Battlefield on Game Pass?
If you have EA Play.
Which is on the PC Game Pass?
Yeah.
I think that's included, right? Okay.
I think so.
I might have to activate my subscription.
You get with EA Play, the normal EA Play subscription, you get 10 hours of Battlefield 6 for free, for sure. Ooh. If you get EA Play Pro, you get the entire game, like the collector's edition.
Huh. So if I just get regular PC Game Pass, I'm not going to have it?
No, you're going to have it. You get the 10 hours of it, is what I'm saying. Until you get 10 hours of it, and then after 4 months, you would actually have the game. That's since it's one of those big releases, you don't get the whole game right away. Ooh.
Got you.
Hello?
Give me a second.
But yeah, hey. I ain't gonna lie. I was kind of trying, like, niggas are playing the COD campaign for real.
I heard they do because you get certain endings, like Black Ops in particularly, like different endings. Things throughout. Yeah, different things throughout the story could actually change your ending as well as your character. Because I think, like, I know for sure, Black Ops 3 or Black Ops 4 was the last one I didn't know. Burns can like lose an arm, one of them niggas can lose a leg, and like all of that shit plays a part in your ending. Or and you can get a secret ending based off of things you do throughout the campaign.
Yeah. I ain't no secrets in this, or even a thing in Call of Duty.
Yeah. They're pretty. They go pretty hard on their campaigns. I just couldn't play one like for the last couple cards because I ain't get too many fucks about it. I guess I would jump right into multiplayer.
Yeah, I was gonna say for me, it's just like I play campaign when multiplayer is right there. Like when
I just want to fuck niggas up. As soon as they stop time rewards in multiplayer 2 campaign, I was like, why the fuck would I play the campaign? Like this story. This story don't mean nothing to me, nigga. But I mean, it is usually a good story. After MW2, you know what I mean? After Soap, Ghost, Price.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, after this OGs got taken from me, I was like, I'll never give no bitch my emotions again. And that went for campaigns, too.
Okay. Well, we also got Ghost of Yote that just dropped. I've played it.
Was such a question mark.
Yeah, no, I was about to say Yotei. I've played it. I've put about 10, 12 hours in it so far. Razor, you've put about what, 20 something? That's all? I think.
I don't want to say.
Oh, it's been a long
time. Oh, no.
Okay. Oh, shit.
All right, bro. Look.
Striker, have you touched? No, I'm not. Why did I say Striker?
More than 20.
He touched the prologue and fucking Ghost of Tsushima. Damn.
Yeah,
he's
I mean, I ain't gonna lie. I was going to. I was going to.
What?
I was going to play it. I was going to give this one a shot.
Why?
Because they had a sword in it in the intro.
What's
hey, don't judge me. Don't
you heard him.
All
right. Hey, a sword.
All right.
That's yeah, all yeah. He had in the last game. What are you talking
y'all
about?
Heard him.
Hey, no, hey, no. Let him.
Nah, what does he mean by that?
I don't know.
You heard him.
And there was a horse too. Like there was a horse.
We had a horse last there's game horse too. If you played the game him. For an hour, you would have had a horse, bro.
Yeah, you heard
I played him. I played for an hour and a half. Ain't no damn horse show up.
Did you
an
get
an
hour and a half?
Oh my god!
They give you your money back, or do you still own that motherfucker?
I didn't own it. I borrowed it.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Hey, just know when you turn on Ghost of Yote, bro. Don't select the black and white setting, man. It tells you.
You got that please. Option.
Name down.
Please.
And choose your setting. Don't go all the way to the right, bro. That's the black and white. Don't do it.
I mean, why put the option there, though? Like, if you're going to let me enjoy that, if you're going to give me an option to fuck the game up for myself, why shouldn't I?
It's an option. That's why. You selected that motherfucker. Like, you option. Know what? The game stuck like this. I got
to
go.
Hey, man. If they intended me to play it any other way, then they would have. Not included that. They would have bound me a lot.
Included the option?
Hell yeah.
Nigga just said, don't that's include their options in my games.
That's their fault they gave options, me options.
Bro. Options. Niggas don't want options.
Niggas don't want options. They want to get told what to do. You want to pay for the product and then get told what to do?
Hey, man. It's this direction.
I mean... Real shit though, I think you'd like the game. You don't, honestly, you don't have to play. I think the great thing about this one.
The one thing that I love like Rise of the Ronin.
You like what? Rise of the Ronin?
I love Rise of the Ronin. The game was beautiful. It was the gameplay was
okay,
great.
Hold on, you call it good, but don't call it beautiful.
Yeah, it was not
graphically. It was the not game, beautiful.
Don't, what do you mean? Well, it was like beautiful. That game was beautiful, bro. What are you talking about?
You can
about?
Say it's good.
Did you sit by beautiful? The lake, bro, and just this, turn off the UI and just
is this
watch
one of them
the Starry Night?
I turned off the pixels in that bitch. It's one of those things where, like, you see an ugly woman and you're like, yeah, she's beautiful in her own way. Is that what you mean?
It's beauty is in
the eye of the beholder.
Yeah.
Hey, there's truth in that, yeah.
I mean, for this game, at least you don't need to play Ghost of Tsushima to know what's going on because it's its own separate origin story. It's a new character. It's just obviously the same play styles of the game. So that's the good thing. You don't have to play the first one to play this one. They did build upon everything that made the first one great, which I liked. So right off the bat, you got like your grappling hook. You have your horse. You have, no, I think you only start off with a katana. If you have a pretty good move set. I will say the story, Rain made a funny comment. He's like, there's only so much shit you can do in this time period. Yeah, I beg to differ on that. But I will say they are doing this story a lot better than what Shadows did. That's not the shit on Shadows. I actually really enjoyed Assassin's Creed Shadows. But I like how they set... I like the pace of this story. I like how they paced it. How they're pacing it. There's some things that happen in the storyline that I was just like, oh, well, I didn't see that coming. Like, oh shit. I don't know if you got to that part, Razor, where
I probably like, did.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I'm talking like the okay. She meets that one character that turns out to be, you know.
Yeah.
That gave me a 5 hours.
That shit was a dead deal according to other niggas, you know what I mean?
That was like, not a dead deal. Cause they was flirting at first. So I was like, oh, this gonna be like a nigga trying to fuck, bro. That
sounds very Japanese to me.
My bad. But it was some stuff like that. I was like, okay. And then the villain, like when the
Anything like Rise and Ronin?
The story was terrible.
Are there similarities between the story though?
Can besides, you see there's guns. No, there's no similarities. Not at all. No.
No, what I heard about now. Correct me if not correct me, but let me know if they're wrong. But I see that the combat or like the destruction or the physics, I should say, when you're attacking like environment and things like that, they've actually like kind of toned that down or didn't like keep that real or whatever compared to how Shadows did it. So like, let's say you attack the bastard,
slice some bamboo.
Yeah, or attack a bamboo or something, like it'll actually cut it and have a more immersive physics experience.
Like in Ghost of Yote or in Shadow?
Yeah, in Yote.
I haven't noticed any.
There's some cuttable things, but most things in environment are not like that, no.
Yeah.
People are saying
it'll be very obvious if it's interactable.
People are saying that Ubisoft did combat better in Shadows than they did in Ghost of Yotai.
Well, I didn't play Shadows, so I can't give my direct comparison on that. But in terms of like if you compare your combat from there to Tsushima, if you think Tsushima's better, you'll think Yotai is better because this game literally took the things from Tsushima and like expanded on them and made them better. Like, and not always. Just distinctly better, but a little different, but also more in a fun way. Like, for instance, right, like with Jin, he just had one katana and you had different stances. Yep. With Homegirl, you get different weapons, and different weapons are like the, you know, rock, paper, scissors to whatever weapon your enemies are wielding. You know? So you have different weapons, your arsenals. Nah, because in Ronin, you are locked down to one or two weapons. I remember that for a fact. So you Ronin is more of a. I know, but like, yes, you are, because you have to swap between them, like loadout wise, like. You're only using one to two weapons at a time, so you're picking your favorites. With this, so you have access to every cycle. Yes, like you can cycle through any weapon. Yeah, you cycle through all your weapons to use whatever is best for the moment.
Gotcha.
Like, so she has a very big arsenal by the time you earn everything. Like I just got everything, and so it's five weapons, five ranged weapons, like four throwing things. Let me see. Let me look.
I mean, but is that really any different than just having the weapons in your inventory, like Ronin, and just being able to hit the pause menu and swap it out?
Because you're actively using everything, because everything has its own individual like niche where it specializes in. Like each weapon, each physical weapon you have has a specific weapon that is good against. Each ranged weapon has its uses, right? You have the short bow, which is faster, long bow, pierces armor, a gun, you know?
Yep.
Fucking and then your different types of bombs. You have your kunai, your smoke bombs, your smoke powder. Like it's you're gonna use everything in your arsenal like mid fight, and you can actively swap and cycle between using all of them very fluently.
Not to mention the wolf.
Yeah, the wolf's the thing. The wolf's pretty cool. The map. I'll say that the map is not as big as Yotai. Not Yotai. The other one. I'm gonna call it Ghost
Tsushima.
I'm sick of saying that shit. So it's not as big as Ghost One's, but this one is like more jam packed. Like it's still the same amount of content, just in a smaller area. So like, you know, different things are like right around the corner from each other. And like, if you have ADHD or anything like that, you're gonna get so far off track from the main story from just following the bird and seeing this right here. Because like, one thing I will give this game too is this very like the side quests in this game. You are going to do them because it's very like it's very fluid. It's very natural to like, get into side quests. Like you're just gonna be riding along the road, see a dude. Yes. Needs help trying to get fucking murdered, and like you stop and help him, and he tells you about this over here as a reward payment. It's like, oh, my town over here getting some ransacked, or hey, here's a reward for this, or hey, I noticed there's this hot spring up there, you know, if you want to go chill, you know, it's very fluid, and like you can easily get sidetracked and go into side missions off of just exploration.
It's Shadows are just like that, hell yeah,
yep,
you know. Yeah, once again, I ain't play Shadows. If someone else who plays Shadows play this, can you know let me know what's up. I can't.
Nah, I mean, yeah. Shadows was world, like
world
that.
World building wise, yeah, you know, similar. And
but then, it wasn't as fluid as what Razor's talking about. Like you're saying, you'll literally almost, like, you'll be just cruising on your horse. You'll see a dude sitting. You'll just go to talk to him. And you don't feel forced to go talk to the dude. You're just genuinely curious as to, okay, what is this dude sitting here for? You'll go talk to him, and then you'll just glide right into what they're doing versus, you know, getting tedious and going from main story to main story. There's just so much that's intertwined in the open world, whether it's just little side quests or actual main quests or the bounties that you want to capture. Or sometimes you'll just stumble upon a random a strong point that's held by one of the main dudes, villains, or one of the main villains, or whatever.
Lord Saito. And,
yeah, Lord Saito. It's just so much stuff that's just seamless inside of the world. And all in all, speaking of seamless, the loading times are just so fast. Like, you can you can fast travel within, like, what, 1 to 2 seconds? Oh, anywhere, yeah. Almost across any map, point on the map. Well, yeah, exactly. Like, literally any point you travel or set up a camp or visit that you've, any place that you've already visited or set up a camp at, you can automatically fast travel to. I thought that was very, very unique. I also liked how with the skills, you can't just level up your skills with money. You need to actually go find the ritual sites. Yep, the little altars and bow at them. I thought that was kind of cool. It gives you another incentive to actually go travel explore. Yeah.
And then also, like, I think in that case, I think you mentioned, you just stepped on a little bit earlier. Like, in comparison to Shishima, like, your progression in here as a character, like, skills-wise and all that, is very fast. Like, you can earn it very fast just by exploring. You get more health. You're getting, you know, you can, there's one quest in each main area where it gives you a new weapon. You know, or 1 to 2. And then, like you talked about the whole plot thing with going to the Oni area, every area has its own, like, plot thing that progresses the story, not just, you know, like, with the physical story, but, like, background information or this happens. A little twist like that. Like, I don't want to spoil anything. But that happens in every area for the most part. Like, every area brings some new type of element to the story like that.
Yeah. So, yeah, I do. I have noticed that, especially with the health. Dude, I've gotten so much. I haven't even beaten the second boss yet, and my health is. Yeah. It looks like it's almost maxed out. I mean, it can't be, obviously, because I haven't even beaten the second boss. But it's so large, and also my spirits. I got like 6 of them, and I haven't even gone to the second boss yet. I'm just sitting there, just getting all this stuff by exploring. So I think that's cool.
Most people, honestly, that is most people have, like, that's how good the side questing is. Like, what I've been seeing on social media, most people are just like that, where they have so much upgrades and shit like that, still only got one name crossed out. Mm-hmm. Like, yep, I'm X hours in, I still only killed the snake. And that's, like, a really good sign for, like, world design and stuff like that. It's very immersive. Yeah.
And then the story itself is really good. Like, I'm finding myself just very invested in the actual story. I think Lord Saito is a good villain. The way he was introduced when you first see him in one of the memories. That's another thing, too. Along the map, like, you have these, like, little memory sections where you go back to your past self as a little girl. And you experience what it was like in that same area as your younger self. And so on one of those occasions, the main villain's introduced. And I thought how he was introduced was pretty cool. I knew he wasn't giving off villain vibes at first. And so it was kind of a shock. I'm like, oh, shit. And then when he actually gets to the house, you're like, oh, shit, you're feeling all the eeriness. And then you're feeling how scared the family is when he comes. And then, of course, he just murders them all, and then it takes off from there. So I think the story was well written so far. I'm liking it. I think I don't have many that I'm pretty annoyed at the game. I think the only thing that I'm like, I'm getting tedious about is the wolf quests, because they're all the same. You go to a wolf's den, the wolves are getting murdered, and they're like, oh, you're going to take me to your friends, huh? And it's just like cheesy little run through with the wolf to the next hideout, and then you just slay some enemies. Besides that, I think everything has my attention pretty well. Any of y'all gonna try and get it when it comes to PC? Or Striker, are you set on picking it up?
Yeah, when it comes to PC, I'll get it.
Damn. Let's not forget that they already guaranteed that they are doing Legends mode for this game too sometime in the first quarter of 2026.
Exactly.
So it's still more, it's more content to come. It's guaranteed.
Way more content to come. Way more content. I think that Legends mode is gonna be fucking sick, man.
I like the last one. That's gonna be sick. The last one's really good.
It was. And this one's even more fluid, I think, with more skills. You got guns now. I think this one's gonna be fucking dope. And just on the success of the last one, if they expand on that, that'll be pretty cool. So can't wait to see what they do with that. Black Myth Wukong, before we close up, Black Myth Wukong actually got a 95 gig update. Anybody see that?
What did they do?
They said they revamped like everything.
I was wondering why y'all was on there earlier today.
Yeah, they let me look it up real quick. They got a massive update. They actually put out a memo saying if you can't update it, just delete the game and download it again. So it says the update set for October 13th is bringing performance optimizations. Performance optimizations, general bug fixes across all platforms. The update aims to refine the game's stability and optimization following ongoing feedback from players. Patch will require approximately 93.5 gigabytes of storage. Schedule rollout begins tomorrow on the 13th. So it doesn't really go into details about like.
Say, so does it actually bring new content?
I saw a bunch of new content when I played it like 2 weeks ago, but I guess that was old. I don't know how long it's been since you've been on it, but there's a map now.
There's a map now.
So like I'm on my second playthrough. So literally you can go through the map, see what's in these areas, see the bosses in these areas. It's like what should have been there on the first playthrough. Well, I mean, with the first one of the game launched, I feel like it didn't need a map on the first playthrough. I feel like when you beat the game, you should have unlocked a map. That would have been better versus, you know, us getting a map months later. But there is a map now. That came out months ago, though, so that's not really new. But it'll be new to you. I thought it was kind of cool. So I guess I'm going to play it and see what more this update has. That's a pretty big update. Maybe it's got some... Maybe it should be a lot more optimized on console because I know they were having a lot of issues with that. But other than that, I don't see much on it. I know Red Dead 2, some rumors surfaced about that. They were saying there might be a next-gen update for PlayStation 5 based off of a patch that was seen on Steam. But I don't know. That community has been trying to get that for years now. So I doubt Rockstar is going to actually do that. Other than that, I think that's all we have. Y'all got anything left on y'all chest? Any final thoughts?
The Demon Slayer movie was pretty great. I know it came out like a while ago now, but that was pretty fire. Yeah. Top the box office. Pissed Marlon Wayne off, you know. Highest grossing. I think it's made the highest grossing anime movie ever now, right?
That shit did so good in the box office. That nigga Trump said we finna start.
Yeah, he started putting tariffs on
anything not made in the U.S. as far as entertainment.
Oh, yeah. That's how we like it.
That shit outsold Superman and Fantastic Four.
It outsold Superman?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And F4? What the fuck?
Yeah.
Kind of crazy, actually. Let's see. I think we did cover that last week, though. Y'all got anything else? I'm going once, twice. And all right. If you made it this far in this week's episode, all we ask is that you spread the love by sharing the podcast with a friend. Why you gotta go ahead and drop us a 5-star rating on your favorite platform, because it really helps us reach more listeners. As always, we want to thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you on the next one. Peace.